Ministers, Secretary General, ambassadors, admirals, generals, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also honored and pleased to be here today in Saragossa to witness the land part of the exercise Trident Juncture 2015. On behalf of NATO Military Committee, I would like to thank Spain for co-hosting this very important NATO exercise, biggest in more than one decade, and for Spain's continuous commitments to NATO operations and missions. I'm grateful for Spanish effort to accommodate all the requirements of nations contributing with troops to this exercise, for preparing your training facilities and exercise ranges, and for hosting all of us here today. I understand that it was not easy to build these facilities, sometimes even rebuild, like this tribune. And I also recognize that it was not easy to manage public perceptions of the exercise after such a long time. I would also like to thank all NATO staffs with their hard work behind this exercise, Allied Command Operations and General Philip Breedlove, Allied Command Transformation and General Denis Messier, also Joint Forces Command Brunsum and General Hans-Lothar de Meuse, and I would like not to forget and acknowledge the role of Allied Land Command, commanded by Lieutenant General John Nicholson. For putting up together this excellent training opportunity. General, to prepare commands and forces for operating together in peace, crisis, and conflict. During the exercise, we are testing the enhanced NRF, the VJTF, and many new concepts and procedures. Such large-scale training events that we are observing here today are essential for our modern alliance. And aside from practical training, exercising and execution of Trident Juncture 2015, important lessons are being identified and learned. While NATO nations have some of the most highly trained forces in the world, it is precisely and perhaps controversially during these types of exercises that we want all the deficiencies to be observed, documented, and especially analyzed and corrected. We want to find out what could be improved, what needs to be changed, what did not work and why, so that when a threat occurs or a crisis erupts, the alliance commits to an operation or a mission, NATO and partner nations and organizations are well prepared to face any threat or crisis coming from any direction. Thank you.